This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Saw something while we were off that I was confused by.
Transsexual?
No.
Am I nudes leak on the internet again?
No. It does involve nudity.
Yeah.
So we were on a cruise for a week. And we stopped at one of the places, and there was like a beach, like on their own little cruise island, right?
Yeah.
I gotta be careful because the dude, I believe, is from the area. Anyway, we found out about this guy who was like a bigwig. He was there with a bunch of people. Dude had his nipples moved.
Had his nipples moved?
Like nipple relocation?
Hmm.
Dude had his nipples moved, and I don't know why. So you
closer,
could, like the whole beach was talking about it, right? Yeah. It just word spread. From, Ariel,
I didn't know
nipples.
they could just pop them off and put them in a different spot.
I think so. Like Mr. Potato Head for breasts.
I never heard
so
of anything like
he's,
that.
I wouldn't say he's a bigger guy. Well, he's not skinny by any means. He wasn't like largely obese.
If you could put your nipples anywhere, where would you put them?
Where would you put your nipples?
On my butt cheeks?
Yeah. I think...
You got something to tweak while you spank me?
This is my thought, and if someone has heard of this or knows anything about this, feel free to call in 1-855-954-6969, because I'm still puzzled. 1-855-954-6969.
Did you see these?
Yes.
Like, man breast surgery?
That's it, I think. But he's like a lot of guy, I guess, with, you know, who are overweight and have maybe a bit too much in the pectoral region.
Yeah.
His nipples...
Were they underneath?
They were. You could see the holes where they were taken from.
Whoa.
And then they were placed up here.
Did they do a really bad job of it, though?
Yeah, because you could clearly see where they used to be, and now they moved them like halfway up his chest. Mm. Is it to give the appearance of pecs? Is it to make your man boobs look more like pecs? Is that why he got that done? He got his nipples?
Well, yeah, because if your nipples are hanging down...
Yeah, my nipples are pointed
down.
Right down.
After
yeah, my nipples are not pointed down.
My nipples are pointed right at the ground.
Here's my nipples. But his were like here.
Yeah. Mm.
But you could tell they used to be down here.
I found them.
Okay.
Mine did. You rascal.
Looks like they're pointing right at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
We're all rubbing
looking
our nipples.
At two people right now.
Okay. All right. Oh, my goodness. We do have inflamed nipples now, so maybe we should.
You really look close.
Yeah.
You like checking out nipples.
Hey, all right.
No,
yeah. So this
weird big wig, nipply guy.
Word spread around the beach. Like, check out the nipples on that guy.
Weird beach.
Weird beach. No, Chuck, if you saw it.
It's the weirdest beach.
If you saw it,
the weirdest beach I've ever heard of in my life.
Too.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, he's had some kind of.
But is that a procedure that is being offered in the world? That
well,
nipple
I know,
relocation.
I know guys are getting their boobs done to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not what I've ever heard of. The entire, you could see they cut out the entire areola and nipple and moved it.
Mm.
Which means I think you'd lose your nipple sensation.
The only time I could.
Was he fat or something?
He was chubbier, but not before.
Before, was he like 500?
Oh, maybe he was. Maybe he
was.
That's
what it was.
And then that's what.
I've never heard of such a thing.
I've never heard of that either.
But
that's why I was confused.
I would assume. So let's say I'm on my way. I'm working my way there. But when I get to 500, and then I decide I have to, you know, get a band and all that stuff, and it comes back the other way, I'm going to assume when they cut my nipple out that they'll just hack that whole layer of skin off and pull it down and make it the bottom of my. Because when you see people who've had their skin taken off, they tend to do that where the bottom, it almost has the appearance of like a bottom of a pec.
So where his nipples originally were, they were real low.
They were down at the bottom.
And pointed. You'll see.
So maybe
I don't know if they were pointed.
Weight, if he lost weight or something.
There are some people that have nipples that are
descended,
down.
You know like, what I mean?
But there are some people that are even in great shape. Their nipples are down below their pecs.
Oh, it's a bad
and
look.
So your pec grows, and they're pointing down.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Someone just texted us. Mm-hmm. Yes, I had them move to look more normal.
Right. So, like I'm saying, like you'll see guys who are in shape, and their nipples are below their pecs.
Is that the guy? Maybe I don't know him.
Yeah,
could be the guy.
Jeez, I know he was from.
Oh yeah, that's probably him.
Thank you. Okay. Dave was on a beach where they were talking all about you and your nipples.
Vacationing at Nipple Beach.
Nipple Beach.
The private island.
Private island. Welcome to Nipple Beach!
Seriously.
Private island! Yes!
I don't... Come the on. Guy, I feel bad. I feel bad.
When you say welcome to Nipple Beach, there's dudes on steel drums. Just like... Nipple Beach!
The number one resort vacation destination.
I am the chief of Nipple Beach.
All we do is talk about nipples.
Those guys with their nipples up. Fire breathers come in.
Ah. Listen, all I'm saying is, I was floating on a lounger, and someone floated by and was like, did you see that guy's nipple? That's how it happens. That's how it happens.
Yeah. That's nuts. That is nuts.
So that's what got my, perked my interest.
Ooh, perked.
Perked. Yeah. So, and then other people were talking, it was very strange. Yeah. It was very strange. But then when I did notice, I'm like, yeah, you can see where they were taken from and that they were placed up here.
Yeah, I guess I would have thought that... they would have had the procedure down to, like, really hide it.
I don't know.
But if you don't have a lot of chest hair or anything, it's going to show. I mean, you can't just cut a...
I don't know. No. It was...
Yeah, I know.
It was the side. It was like you could see where the full areola and nipple was before.
Yeah, you just felt like a
big indentation.
Yeah, it's just so weird. Like, they wouldn't have just cut it out and then just close it up in a straight line, even.
Yeah, some sort of, like, his nipples after the surgery were down. But
if he had so massive like weight loss surgery, you thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess someone said that it happens a lot when guys lose a ton of weight. They have saggy skin and they have to get skin removed and they remove the nipple too. Mm. But I just wouldn't have placed it that high.
So again, it was a bad plastic surgeon too. Yeah, it was a bad plastic surgeon. So unfortunately. And listen, I think that when girls get it done, this happens to them too every once in a while. They go to a guy and they talk him into whatever size boobs and their boobs never look the same again.
Yeah.
They're like nipples like the eyes of fish.
Yep, they're going.
They're going one way is here and one is over there. It's like that's a bad look.
Got them chameleon eye breasts.
It's a bad look.
Kim's with us here. Hey, Kim, good morning. You want to shed some light on this?
Yes. Dave, I just want to say penis balls, Nipple Beach.
Yes, Nipple Beach.
Stupid Nipple Beach.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, just go ahead, please.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I want to sit in with you one day, but I just wanted to say when I called, I had reduction years ago, and they literally take the little bad boys off. They go for a little drive, whatever, and then they put them back on. Yeah. I mean,
can I ask you a personal question, madam?
Yeah.
Do you have the same amount of nipple sensation that you had before they were relocated?
Fine question. Oh, yeah. Yes, because there is a danger, and they'll tell you that, you know, ahead of time. That could be something, or you couldn't, you know, breastfeed or whatever it was. But
You could have had dead nipples?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My.
Just too little,
painful.
So, but no, it was the best thing I did. So
did it hurt?
Yeah, I had issues. Well, it wasn't. Yeah, it was. I was younger when I had it. The recovery was not great, but Tylenol was fine. I was, you know, up and about. So,
and did you get nipple sensation back right away, or did that take its time to return?
That was painful at first. It would be.
Dave's only concern is nipple sensation. That's like, Dave is obsessed with your nipple sensation. It's weird. He goes to Nipple Beach.
I know.
Can't shake asking you about your nipple sensation.
He's genuinely concerned.
I am concerned. I'm concerned for your nipple sensation.
I know you are. I love that. Yeah, it was bad at first because I didn't want to get cold. Because if I was still healing were
tightened
affected
up.
By the cold. Yes! Mm. I can feel it now, right now, as I'm on the phone. But yeah, nothing. Totally fine. Yep. So, but I just wanted to call. I love you guys.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad that you
my morning.
And your nipples are doing well.
Yeah.
Yep, my nipples say hello.
Yeah, say hello. Give him a little hi. How's your father from Dave? All right, Kim.
That's
all the best.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Very cool.
Yeah, there you go.
Nipple beach. Licking those nips.
Yeah. Nipple beach. Nipple beach. Never forget.
There's several famous beaches. The beaches of Normandy.
Yes. Nipple beach, of course. Key tactical strategies for World War I.
And Nipple Beach.
Welcome to Nipple Beach! Yes, Nipple Beach!
What a wild time. What a wild time.
It was strange. It was strange. I got to admit.
Sounds strange.
Yeah.
I didn't head out looking for a Nipple Beach. Nipple Beach found me.
Yeah, sometimes you wash up on Nipple Beach and you don't even know.
Hey, you don't know you're on Nipple Beach Cruise Line?
What kind of beach is this?
Oh,
nipples are crazy.
The signs all over the place that say sun's out, nips out.
Yeah.
Nipples. Yes, Nipple Beach.
Now we know why you're so sunburned.
Exactly. Nipples. How burned his nipples are right now.
I'm just like Dave's floating by, and he's like, what the deuce?
Oh, yeah, hey, pal, have you seen that guy's nipples? You're on Nipple Beach, by the way.
Did you see the nipples on that guy?
Oh, I didn't. Thanks, man. Later. Later.
I did. I had a drink in my hand on a floaty.
Floaty.
Hey, hi, bud. I don't know you, but that guy's nipples are wild. See you later.
They're real low. Nipple Beach is great, though, right?
Oh, I love it.
Beautiful beach.
My nipples are out.
Yeah, that's what mine. And they're in the right place.
Yep.
Damn it.
So I guess it was just Nipple Beach.
Nipple relocation surgery.
Yeah.
Yes. Probably lost a bunch of weight. He didn't have any other signs of that, though.
Mm.
I don't know, like, what those would be, really.
It sounded like a really good job that the doctor
surgery. Maybe it was a bad plastic surgeon.
It's not always, like, sometimes it's a vanity thing. It's not about, like, maybe he had low nipples and he was just like, I want to move him up.
Oh, maybe it could, yeah, you're right. It could have just been, he wanted
nipples
higher.
It could have been a vanity thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. My thought process was it to give the appearance of pecs, right? Like firmer, if you take your nipples from down there and you move them up here, maybe he thought that would give him more of a.
And just in like workout stuff, you'll see that some guys grow pecs and it pushes their, like it happens to some wrestlers.
They grow down, like, yeah, they're pointed down.
Their nipples are like actually under where their pec muscle is. Mm. And it's a kind of an odd look.
It's probably like the skin sagging with the muscles still being built and all the voids are pumping themselves up and all the tanning they do.
Yep.
Someone said that this woman had a breast reduction, she said, and they didn't remove her nipples, but they did reduce the size of her areola to make it more appealing. But her nipples are now more sensitive than they used to be. Someone else said when they got a breast reduction, they can't feel the side of their boobs anymore, but their nips are good.
Mm.
She's got that cold nip thing too, though. Yeah. And then someone asked, do you know how hard Marines would fight for Nipple Beach?
Oh, my God.
Seas of Tripoli and Nipple Beach.
They fight really hard.
That drum was perfect that time.
Yeah, it was.
10,000 troops died that day, but they saved Nipple Beach.
No areolas left behind.
Nipple, 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 nipple.
But you're so right, Chuck, to the plastic surgeon that did that. You should have covered up the gaping holes.
Not everyone's great.
Yeah.
That's the one thing.
You got to get a real good one. Especially when you're relocating your goddamn nipples.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have them just put.
Especially if you, like, he was a big enough bigwig that everyone on Nipple Beach was talking about him.
Yeah.
So it's like, you got some dough. Go to some guy who's not going to maim your nips.
Maimed nipples.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Put them in the right spot.
Get them right.
There you go. The guy's like, these ones are crooked. Jesus.
Yeah.
That was my day on Nipple Beach.
Nipple Beach.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, coming up, we got a check of the news here. Why did a reporter quit her job live on air, and why did she soon regret that? Guys, what would you do if you woke up to a strange man sucking on your toes? And those crazy Canadians, did two Canadian guys get into the most Canadian fight ever? It's all coming up. We'll start with the toe sucker. A Florida man woke up in the middle of the night to find another man sucking on his toes.
A bad way to wake up.
That is a horrible way to wake up. This happened in Bradenton, Florida. The dude, I guess, was sleeping in his bed in Bradenton. But when he woke up, he realized he wasn't alone.
Yeah.
He assumed he was being robbed. So he told the intruder he didn't have any money. But money wasn't what this guy was there for.
You got toes.
The intruder told the man he was there to suck on his toes.
Oh, boy.
It's all right. Just go back to sleep.
Okay.
Oh, disturbing.
It is. The guy jumped up at that point and punched the accused toe sucker.
Yeah.
Forcing him outside. While they were falling, the toe sucker grabbed the guy's dong.
Sure.
As they're wrestling around. Well,
yeah.
They're falling.
They're falling like a Star Wars fall?
Yeah. Yeah. Where they fight the whole way down.
Like a Spider-Man fight.
Yeah.
The guy continued to hit the intruder for about another 30 seconds before he ran inside to call 911. At that point, the intruder broke out the front window and stomped on the other man's car windshield until it broke.
Oh.
The toe-sucking man took off. They tried to track him with a canine, but were unable to find him.
Oh my God, he's slippery.
He got away, huh?
He got away. They've taken a DNA sample from the guy's toes, but so far, no match.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Swab my toe.
What a terrible thing. You got to break all these windows.
Yeah. Can you imagine waking up to a strange dude sucking on your toes? Like we know women have been through tons of this stuff. As a man, too, just the violation of it all.
God bless you for putting one of these bad boys in your mouth.
That's a wild move.
Oh, my God.
That's a wild
lock
move.
Lock your doors.
Lock your doors.
How these people get in, all these.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't say if it was a break and enter or if it was, you know, just came in through.
I honestly can't believe that these people live, you know, in the times that we're in. Like, I can't believe that the toe sucker can just get inside someplace and someone's not ready.
Yeah, not armed in Florida.
You know, just waiting.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
This won't take but a moment.
you just give me a second here. Don't need to freak out.
Yeah. I'd hate to kill you for you trying to suck my toes, but
that's what is exactly right. You're a bold toe sucker.
Yeah, you take risks.
That's a big risk. You suck a man. You don't know whose toes you're sucking.
Mm.
That guy could be crazy. That guy could be ready to shoot and kill in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God.
And most men would consider it.
Yeah.
Dude.
Some guys wouldn't have stopped beating you.
Oh, yeah.
Until it was all done.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there are worse things he could have been sucking on, but still,
yeah,
you would get a beat down of a lifetime.
Maybe the toe sucker was hoping the guy would wake up and offer him to suck on something else and get a prize.
He might have had some super risky move, man. Just going into a random man's house
and sucking on his toes.
And like, you wake up and the guy tells you what he wants.
Yeah.
It's just odd. It's like, I can't believe the guy's alive.
And everybody's got a machete.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a machete.
Someone said, the day I wake up with my toes in another man's mouth is the day I King Kong rip that man's jaw apart. And that's you know, something that guy definitely could have faced. So he should consider himself lucky. Not only that he didn't get killed, but that he got away. So the toe sucker is on the loose in Bradenton, Florida.
That's insane. The dogs were like, nope, he's gone.
Yeah. He dove in some water? Like, how did he get out of there?
He's escaped into the night.
Oh, my God.
He did not leave any remnants.
No.
Any tails behind.
It's so awkward to have your toes sucked and then swabbed by police.
The swabbing is pretty weird,
just
like, too.
Okay, hold on a second, just for 1 second.
Yeah.
Yes, Chuck?
The guy woke up.
Yep.
There was a man standing there. Mm. He thought he was getting robbed. And the guy was like, hey, I just want to suck your toes. Did he allow him to start sucking his toes?
This, no, the toe sucking woke him up.
Okay.
And then he confronted him, and then he admitted what he was there to do. So he woke up to his toes being sucked, didn't quite put it together what was happening.
Yeah.
Asked the guy what he was doing. Are you robbing me? And the guy said, no, I just want to keep sucking them. Bad boys.
Jesus Christ. It's so it's chilling because I pop a foot out a lot. I pop a foot out a lot.
I do too. I do too.
Keep my temperature regulated.
I keep mine wrapped.
You wrap them up.
I wrap them.
Ooh, it's too hot for me. My dogs need to breathe.
I kick my feet out too.
Yeah.
So it is chilling. I usually think someone could just shove a toe in their mouth.
Yeah. I'm a light sleeper, luckily.
Yeah. This guy said on the gram once. Instagram, I had a stranger ask me if he could pay me to lick mud off my boots.
Ah. Yes, the internet.
One place. Not lick mud off your boots.
Wonderful place.
Yes.
The gram.
The gram.
The gram.
Watch out on the gram.
A lot of propositions on the gram.
Yeah, so the takeaway from this is the toe licker should realize how lucky he is. That he's alive.
To be alive. Yeah,
yeah. He does. He's
incredibly lucky. Don't be shoving other people's toes in your mouths without their consent.
Super slippery.
Or you could die. We joked about the gifts people could receive from their company, you know, as a holiday gift.
Mm.
How cheesy and horrible some may be. One guy did that online and lost his job. Here's the story from CTV News.
A Burnaby man has lost his job after complaining on social media about his employer's holiday gift. Hussein Mahedal says he was fired from a job he held for 6 years after taking to Twitter to complain about a $6 bottle of Get Sauced barbecue sauce. He writes, what kind of multi-billion dollar company gifts its Canadian employees barbecue sauce as a holiday gift? The 27-year-old worked as a general manager for Fastenal, a U.S.-based wholesaler of construction materials that operates in Canada.
So they saw that. They weren't happy about it. And they let him go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
at-will employment, man.
You got a cool barbecue plank there, too, and cooking food on with the barbecue sauce.
I didn't mind little...
Yeah, the little paddle.
Yeah.
Cook some food on your barbecue grill.
James is a bright side kind of guy.
Uh-huh. He is.
Yep.
He'll take barbecue sauce.
Yeah. I like a good barbecue sauce.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Yeah. I'm a fan. But
you just have to know anytime you talk some crap about where you work, they just might fire you.
Yeah. Lord knows I'll never do that.
Not to their face.
Exactly. Just on the air.
Just here. Everyone can hear.
Just here.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is, you know, kind of dumb to put it out there. Did he tag his company, I wonder, in that
probably
tweet?
Probably not.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
He did. He tagged his company, so that was a big mistake. Okay, they probably never would have saw it if he hadn't have tagged them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a man who doesn't want that job anymore.
I guess.
Yeah,
he's
really
had enough.
He's fed it.
Because that's
he's
super old. But he lost his job over it.
Yeah.
$6 bottle of barbecue sauce.
Mm.
All right, here's someone that I'm not sure if she has lost her job. The Spanish TV reporter was on the air. She was covering Spain's annual Christmas lottery. It's called El Gordo.
El Gordo.
Translates to the fat one.
Okay. That's my name.
El Gordo.
El Gordo.
The fat.
Anyway, she was working for RTVE. She found out, as she's there covering this, you know, lottery thing, she was a winner.
Okay.
So she quit. Live on air.
Oh,
here's a little taste of it. She's saying, I'm not coming in tomorrow.
Okay, we tricked her.
She came on, went on to say that Natalia doesn't work tomorrow, Natalia doesn't work ever again.
How much did she win?
She later discovered
$28.
That her portion of the winnings was only $5,500.
Oh. there she is the next day back at it.
The lottery's top prize is $4.5 million.
Yeah.
She didn't win that.
Did she not know how lotteries work? If you don't have all the numbers, you can't quit. You gotta have all the numbers. To quit on the air, you better have all the numbers. She's like, I got the three numbers. I got the three numbers. I am done. Like, dude, that's $10.
Oh, boy.
Natalia
Estupido
Escudero then apologized for her reaction.
Oh, you're gone.
And regretted behaving in such an emotional manner.
Anna, sorry.
She said she had a difficult few months before that night and reacted in an unprofessional manner.
She really kicked it up with the finger, too.
Yeah, she was.
I promise you!
Waving her finger back and forth.
Yeah, that's like an F off.
Yeah.
Yep. Please. And that too, the pump.
She's so stupid.
$5,000!
Oh.
She's never coming in again.
She says in her 25 years working as a professional journalist, she's still proud of her work. She apologized for any confusion. She said that she is actually going to take some time off for holiday, and she hopes to come back to work.
Even still, like,
no.
And just kind of half-guessing whether or not you won.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the thing. You heard the numbers. You want to check everything out before you're like, I hate all of you. I have it for a 25 cheer.
I'm pretty sure I got all every number.
I got every number. Oh.
Yeah.
I'd like to return after my holiday.
You think she'll return?
And no.
No.
I don't know. It'll be tough to see if she returns.
No bueno, man.
I'll tell you what. If they don't like her at all, she's gone.
Yeah.
I won't be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nope. I won't be there tomorrow.
You stupid BG.
$5,000.
You know. She did not win the fat one. She just won a little tiny taste of it.
Yeah.
$5,005. It's probably one of those, and that's generally how it works, right? You get a taste of what you think is a winner. A lot of people get like 5 out of 6 and they think, oh, well, that's got to be huge.
Right.
But 5 out of 6 makes all the difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's that sixth.
It's that sixth. The six is the big one. You need all of them.
And half the time it's the six, and then you got to get that bonus ball.
Yeah.
You know?
A goddamn bonus ball.
Bonus ball.
I like to return that to work. And no. No, it's okay.
Like if I started scratching off a scratch-off ticket, got 2 of something, and just quit.
You ran in
like, there's no way I'm not going to get like, it.
Chuck,
I've got 6 more to scratch. I've got 6 more to scratch.
Chuck,
I'm done.
No, be careful,
I'm
man.
I'm done. No, 6 more to scratch.
No, I
got the 2 right here. Look at that. Look at those 2.
Oh, Chuck, don't say anything
you'll
regret,
I need 1
man.
More. I'm done.
Don't say anything you'll regret, Chuck.
Oh, I'll say it. No, I'm going to say it.
I'm a multi-millionaire.
Yep.
You did not win the fat one.
No. I go home, and of course, I scratch a bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no.
That's how it works.
That's why we can't do scratch-offs in here.
No.
No, no, not on the air.
No, no.
So we'll see if she gets her job back.
And
I'm not sure if she will.
No, 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 no.
They're just going to shake their finger at her.
Yeah, no.
55 grand. You're not coming tomorrow, you said.
Yeah.
Chatham Kent Police. This is in the Florida of Ontario, Canada. Mm-hmm. Chatham Kent Police there say 2 men were arrested over the weekend after they exchanged a syringe. One man had a syringe believed to be filled with illicit drugs.
Mm-hmm.
43-year-old guy charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking. The second man... Well, he freaked out when he saw that the cops were there. He shoved it up his ass. Shouldn't shove a syringe up your ass.
Yeah, I'll get you.
He required medical attention to have it removed.
Boy.
That 37-year-old was charged with possession of a controlled substance, and he was released with a court date as well.
Just panic, right?
Yeah.
I think I went through.
I just hope to never be in that kind of a panicky...
Needle first he went. He must have went.
I'm hoping to God he just broke the needle was off.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we'll save that for later.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Seems like he acted pretty carelessly.
I know.
It does seem like that.
And I've got to whip my pants down. Like, how do I make that happen on the fly?
None of this I understand.
Maybe he had like an elastic band.
Yeah, he probably had some
pull it back.
Sweatpants. Yeah. I got some wiggle room.
I got some wiggle room. My little rockstar jeans, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you couldn't do
my
it.
My sweats.
My cool rockstar jeans. I can't get any access to my butthole. Yeah.
Don't shove a syringe up your ass, though, if the cops are on your tail.
No.
It's a bad idea.
Throw it.
My comfy shorts, though.
Throw it on a roof.
Comfy shorts.
Yeah, my comfy shorts, I could get right at it.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that, though, what did we shove in our rectums last year?
More than anything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I gotta say, we get stories from all over the world about this, but Americans are extremely good when it comes to shoving things up their asses.
Mm-hmm.
And creative, I'll say.
Well,
something to be proud of.
What we're not good at is getting it out.
No.
It's stuck.
We need help.
We need help with that part.
Yeah.
All of these reports are taken from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits. All the descriptions are verbatim.
Okay. I have a guess.
Nothing was added or taken away here. This is all how it was reported over the last year. So they go through everything, though. They go through what we shoved in our ears, what we shoved in our nose. We'll start with a few of those things before we get to penis, vagina, and rectum.
Wow.
All right.
In our ears, two wireless earbuds were shoved into someone's ears. Did they just put like AirPods in and shove them all the way in?
Did they put them the long way in?
Oh my God! Well, that has to be it because the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just so dumb.
You're so dumb you put the AirPods in the wrong way?
Haven't you seen old people? They put them in like upside down all the time.
No.
Like in there, the two ends that are supposed to stick down, they're like pointed up. Old people do, like, they don't know how to use them.
Those things are pretty long.
So you think it's an old guy to shove them?
I guarantee it.
That way.
Thanks for the AirPods.
They shoved it in the holes.
Grandpa put the AirPods in the
way. The pain is incredible.
Shouldn't get Grandpa AirPods.
Oh, what are they going to do? The second it becomes unsynced, they're done.
Yeah, they need wires.
They're no
big,
good.
Big hands.
Oh, yeah. Give them the cans.
They need some cans.
Look at that.
You just pop them right in, right?
Yep, you shove them until you start bleeding.
Oh.
What? I can't hear anything.
Huh?
I can't hear.
Is it normal?
Huh?
Taste colors?
Huh?
Grandpa?
I taste red.
Grandpa.
Huh?
Grandpa!
I smell burnt.
Gotta get your pods in. Hurts real bad.
They don't tell you about those things that they hurt real bad.
It's noise canceling, all right? I can't hear a thing. I'll never hear again, they say.
That's what happened. I'm sure that's what happened.
It has to be.
Put the long end inside.
It has to be.
The future sucks.
Some people aren't ready for it.
Other things that were found in people's ears, rock salt, a berry, tweezers, and a piece of string. The report said, patient said she had wax in her ear, attempted to remove with tweezers and a piece of string. Like she tied a piece of string to the end of tweezers and shoved it down there, hoping to collect it.
God.
Like she's fishing for wax.
But like how deep is she going in?
I don't know.
Well, they had to be, it had to go to the ER to get them to remove it.
Yeah.
Maybe the string was like a safety cord. In case the tweezers got in too deep, she could just pull the string to get it out.
This one. Oh. Ooh. Placed thermometer in ear, fell on bed.
That's horrifying.
You're lucky to be alive.
Ooh, that's real close to the old brains.
Yep.
Other things found in ears. Juice box straw. Pearl. Microchip. Decorative seashell. Zip tie. Plastic spider.
Some of this has to be kids, right?
Yeah,
I'm hoping.
You know, kids put
berries. Who else? Yeah. What adult's putting a berry
Cheese
in
box.
Their ear?
You
know, I hope that's not where you're like, I'm going to save this berry for later, Lise.
Up noses. What was found up America's noses last year?
Penny.
That had to be actually removed by a doctor.
Yeah.
Two rare earth magnets.
Ouch.
Jesus.
That would hurt.
Bath beads. Chalk. Bug. Tried to remove with bobby pin. Bobby pin got stuck.
Ooh.
Googly eye.
Yep.
Mothball. Christmas ornament.
The whole thing, huh? Christmas ornament.
Hmm.
Those break in the...
In throats. Hmm. Had to be removed from throats. Condom.
Yep. Old.
Getting after it.
Oops. Laser pointer.
Sure, why not?
Tape dispenser. Tropical breeze detergent pod. Fuse.
Fuse.
Plastic sword. Cleaning solution. Stuffed bird.
What am I doing? I'm trying to kill myself, aren't I? Like, if I come in here with a stuffed bird and just shove it down my throat, just let me go. Yeah. I mean, just let me go. That's how I've decided to try and kill myself.
What are you doing,
Chuck?
Don't do that.
Chuck, don't do it.
He's eating a stuffed bird.
I'm trying to go by
that. This woman had necklace in mouth, trying to untangle it, accidentally swallowed necklace.
Yeah.
Well. Gotta be careful.
That makes a lot more sense than a stuffed bird.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing aid. Someone swallowed their own hearing aid.
What?
Did you swallow it, Grandpa?
I don't know.
Grandpa?
That's somebody in bad times.
Cleaning it.
Oh, no, Chuck. It's not how you do that, Grandpa.
Old school. Old school spit shine.
Ice cream cup lid. Was someone guzzling ice cream so fast they didn't notice the lid?
Ice cream cup lid?
Like, you know the little cups of ice cream you get?
Yeah,
right?
I know.
So they somehow shoveled the lid in there?
I wonder if they, like, chewed it up into a little ball. I wonder if it's like a foil one.
Mm.
I don't know. It's weird.
Woman swallowed a thumbtack she thought was a mint.
That's definitely a mint.
Sharp.
Look at how much different than a mint.
It's very, it's got, I mean, you're like, oh, that is no mint. That
is definitely breath smells like blood right now.
Yeah.
That's a tack. Yeah. That's for sure a tack.
I guess you've seen those thumbtacks that look like, you know, they're like little white. Yeah, they're round. Some look like a white. I guess they could be mistaken for like a Mentos or something.
This is like a jar of them, and somebody was like, don't mind if I do.
Seems wrong. All right, what about in the dicks? What did we get stuck in our dongs last year?
Straw.
Wires.
Screwdriver.
Chopstick. Screwdriver made the list, Chuck. Congrats.
Okay. Yep.
Chopstick.
Chopstick.
Ballpoint pen.
Mm-hmm.
Lollipop stick.
Yeah, yeah. All the sticks.
Cable, like from cable TV.
Oh, wow.
That's a fat one.
That's a... I got a high-speed internet connection.
I'm plugged in.
Yeah.
Wedding ring.
Whoa.
I bet that they probably...
On. Stuck on.
Yeah.
And bobby pin that says this in the report. Unable to achieve erection, thought it would help.
Well, that's not how you do that.
I'll make it stiffer. I'll shove a pin in it.
Not a medical expert, this guy.
Just to straighten it out, huh?
Give it a little. Give it a skeleton.
Give it a little rigid.
Probably the saddest looking boner you've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
A limp bobby pin boner?
Yep.
Oh, my. There's no girth to that.
A little tiny bobby pin.
The ladies are up next. What they've been shoving in there? In their vaginas? Toothbrush?
Yeah.
A metal and a plastic container in one.
Okay.
Whoa.
Tape. Like what?
Just tape.
Like scotch tape. Duct tape?
I don't know.
Electrical tape?
I wonder if they taped something up.
They're trying to tape.
Taped up like a bag of weed.
Oh, and then the tape's up there.
Oh. Perfume bottle.
Well, that doesn't go in there.
Makeup sponge. Toy action figure.
Why would you do that? You think it's a Barbie?
This one said, jumped off couch, landed on spoon.
Sure you do.
It's always jumped on the couch.
That's a wild excuse.
Yeah.
I jumped off the couch.
I wasn't spooning myself.
Rubber ball. And this one. Woman's vagina. So basically what they're saying here is her vagina ate a large piece of her underwear.
It ate it.
Like it
ripped it off and took it in.
Right. You know, like you see Hungry Mom on some people. I guess some ladies have Hungry Vag.
Yeah, but I mean, how hungry? You don't usually see it tear a chunk off and swallow it.
Yeah, like rip the band off it.
Sorry, I got a lot stuck in here.
She's hungry, too.
She had to have a large piece of underwear removed from her vagina.
Wow, as hungry as I am.
It's real dry.
All right, and now what we've all been waiting for.
Yes, our butts.
Our asses.
Yeah.
What did America put up their asses over the last year? First one, right out of the gate. Patient states he slipped in the shower.
There you go, James.
And landed on a metal air freshener can, and it went directly into his rectum.
The one in a million.
Bad luck.
Last time you kept the air freshener can in the shower.
Bad luck.
Darn my luck.
Yep.
Darn it all.
It's Chuck luck right there.
If Chuck ever has a metal air freshener can up his ass, Chuck luck.
It was a comedy of errors. Wouldn't believe it.
Slipped again.
Yeah, you got to be careful, bud.
Folding knife.
Whoa.
Oh. Someone had a folding knife they had to get.
Well, I'm hoping.
Like a Swiss Army.
Blade ends.
Like I'm trying to sneak it somewhere, though, right?
Yeah.
Toothpick. Like, are you just, like, really working your way up? You're starting toothpick?
Maybe they're constipated.
Wonder if you're trying to get something loose.
Poke an angry bear?
Yes, or Papa Roid or something.
Ooh.
Ooh, God, Chuck. Papa Roid is not the Papa I want ever to be a part of.
Papa Roid.
This sounds like a pretty cool rapper, though.
Yeah, that's Papa Roid.
You don't want to know how he got his name.
You've heard of Papa Roach. Have you heard of Papa Roid? Papa Roid.
Yeah.
Toothbrush holder, plunger handle. Mm. Two razor blades had to be removed from someone's ass over the last year. Two small vibrators. They lost one, so they just went for another one?
Yeah, tried to fish one out with the other one. That one got stuck up there, too.
Yeah, I pushed it real deep.
It went way up there.
Turkey baster. Condom wrapper.
Oh. Put the wrapper up.
Someone so dumb.
Yeah.
Someone that dumb. Did they leave?
I'm sure they are.
Right?
I didn't pay attention in sex ed. What of it?
I don't know.
Rip it off and it...
Well, they just
took it in a square package and just willed it on?
No, but I think, I think he ripped it off in the heat of passion and maybe didn't realize it was right at the entry and then went in.
I don't know. I have no idea how that could ever happen. Unless I was just abusing you.
Yeah, you're just shoving it in there. There you go. Have that.
Yeah.
Now we go to the hospital.
Coat hanger. Woman unsure how it got there.
Yep.
Garden hose cap. Cigarette lighter. Hockey stick.
Oh.
Hockey stick.
It's got to be one of the smaller.
I hope so.
Hockey stick. Yeah. Come on. It's got to be one of those.
Yeah, it's got to be a mini stick.
It's a very skilled hockey player.
Yeah.
Water gun.
It's yours!
Bag of heroin, of course.
Mm.
Yeah. Egg timer. Ooh, they're big and round.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's odd.
Uh-huh.
Small shampoo bottle. Large shampoo bottle. Light bulbs. Bulbs.
I wonder if you go with the smaller, like a nightlight bulb, or do you go full-on bulb?
You feel like the full-on bulb would break. Those things are not
chandelier
very...
Bulb.
Yeah, or like a bath, one of those decorative bathroom lights. Mm-hmm. Those are real willy-nilly.
Halogen weird twisty bulb.
Applesauce can.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Are they big? Are they like normal, like a can of soup? I don't know if I've ever seen a can of applesauce.
They're always in a jar.
Yeah, like a jar.
You can buy little individual like packs, but I wouldn't say it's a can. It's like a little package. Like a Mott's.
Yeah, I've individual. Seen that.
Oh, yeah, just like a can of soup.
Whoa.
Soup can up there.
Big. Not small.
Oh, very wide. That's expensive.
Here's one that was, this is word for word from the report. Accidentally got a dildo lodged in rectum and cut the end of the dildo off.
Why'd you do that?
So you could sit down without being that much pain?
I think it was like It was like there must have been something stopping it.
There's balls on there for a reason.
And they wanted it. They wanted this. They wanted it in there. So they cut the end off that would have stopped anything from...
They wanted to send it on through to the other side.
They wanted it deep.
Break on for
it. Yep. They knew they were going to the hospital that night.
Mm. Was using prostate massager and it got sucked in.
Yep. Rectum will get you.
Yep.
Stuck a 4-inch butt plug up rectum yesterday. Handle broke. He continued to push the toy in.
That's a number.
Handle's
one
broke, bud.
We're going to keep going. Who needs that? Oh.
And Christmas ornament. Everyone's shoving Christmas ornaments up themselves.
Yeah. It is the season.
Got those shapes, you know?
Yeah,
do they have those shapes?
Yeah. They have a lot of different shapes.
They do have kind of a butt pluggy shape.
I've seen ones that shape like an icicle.
Yeah, icicle.
Yeah.
Well, they do have exact like butt plug shape to little ornaments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what's on your tree, James?
It's on the tree's actual just butt plug.
You hung all the butt plugs with care.
Yeah.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds.
That's awesome. You can be festive and then also sexual.
Yeah.
Multi-use tree.
Yeah. Festive and sexual.
The best money I've spent on decorations, I'll tell you that.
His 12 days of Christmas are wild.
I can't even imagine.
Very erotic.
So there you go. Now you know what America is shoving in themselves.
They're getting after it.
Over the past year. If you want to read more of the list, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Coming up right now, it's Those Crazy Canadians.
Those Crazy Canadians.
An unbelievably Canadian fight happened. Two Canadian men were hospitalized the other day after getting into a fight and beating each other with hockey sticks.
Well, that's...
It's the number one weapon there.
That's half the fights.
The York Regional Police in Ontario said one of the men is under arrest after this incident. The fight started about 8 in the morning. It spilled out onto the street.
I love the idea of just two random Canadians just carrying hockey sticks.
Well, that's like how they used to have old-timey duels in like the 1700s. They'd have like their gun or whatever. Yeah. Like Canadians have hockey sticks.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No word on what caused this Canadian conflict. Police still trying to figure out how the fight started in the first place. They say there was not a hockey game anywhere nearby.
No.
Just two Canadian men fought. One was arrested. So obviously, one Canadian guy beat the crap out of the other Canadian guy with a hockey stick. Where would you go? Well, head?
I'd take your head right off.
Yeah.
I'll poke your eye right out like Rocky. That'd be like young blood all over again.
Don't get into a fight with Chuck.
I'm going to carve you up.
Don't fight with Chuck with a hockey stick.
No.
He'll take your head right off.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.